prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. They're all great shows. We're going to start off the first hour with my co-host, Brooks Kubik, for Physical Culture Radio. Do we need an individualized physical culture prescription? Get deeper into that in just a moment. Then we're going to, we've been talking a lot about sleep all week long, if you've noticed. There's been a common theme here. And we're going to continue with that. Chronic sleep restriction during development can lead to long-lasting behavioral effects. We're talking about your kids. So we're going to cover that during the second hour. And without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so let's start off, first of all, by talking about why we're even talking about this subject today. So you just released a new product, right?
We released the February issue of the Dinosaur Files newsletter. And that's kind of the inspiration for the show today.
And the reason it's the inspiration for the show today is because as part of this new Dinosaur Files release, you actually polled your subscribers and asked them a question about training legs, right?
Well, what happened was this. I got a I got a question from a reader, but that's not true. Trudy actually raised the question.
Ah.
And it was funny. We were sitting there, just having a nice meal together. And out of the blue, she asks me, what do I think about squats, back squats, for older trainees? Do they put too much compression on the spine and hence cause problems? Or do they strengthen the spine and therefore do good things for the body? And yeah, I mean, this came right out of the blue, but you know us, we're both into training, and this is the kind of conversation that, we would have at a meal.
Right.
So anyhow, that I thought was a good question, and I threw it out to my readers on my email list, and I asked them, how about you? If you are an older trainee, tell me, do you still do squats? Have you had to change the way you do them? Are you doing different exercises? Have you switched to some other type of equipment other than a barbell for back squats? What do you do to safely and effectively train your lower body? And a couple of hours later, I checked my email. And Carl, I could have fallen out of my chair. I mean, I had
the responses.
Just so many responses. And I started reading them, and they were just solid gold. And they weren't just, some of them were very short, one or two lines, but some of them were like half a page or a page long. A very detailed outline about what somebody was doing at age 45 or 50 or 60 or 70, some people into their 80s. And I really liked this because it's very difficult to get real world, no nonsense training information from older trainees who are actually training.
Right.
You get a lot of stuff from younger people who say, this is what older people should be doing. Or from personal trainers who say, this is what I have my older clients do. Or research honchos who, or honchettes. Is it sexist to say honcho?
No, I don't think so.
Is honchette sexist?
No, I think that's the feminine version of honcho.
Okay. So the research honch types.
Yeah.
That sounds even worse. I'm sorry. So I flunked the political correctness portion of the show. But But you know, research types do research on older people, and they find that training is great for them, but it's usually previously untrained older people. So what we're really missing is information from people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s who have been training a very long time in most cases. And let's hear from them what they're doing and what works from them or what works for them. So that's what we got. When I saw this, I said, this is great. I mean, it's solid gold and I've got to share it with people. So what I did, I actually started this in the January issue of the Dinosaur Files. That was part one. And I teed the question up pretty much as I've just outlined it. And I shared the responses. And then we continued that in the February issue of the Dinosaur Files with more responses. And so far, and we have one more part of this series to cover, and I'll cover that in the March issue of the Dinosaur Files. But so far, we have responses from like 50 very serious older trainees sharing the things that work best for them.
Right.
Exercises, the way one performs the exercise, the equipment that one uses, changing from piece of equipment A to piece of equipment B, switching exercises in some particular fashion, tinkering with intensity, volume, training frequency, integrating your lower body training with your upper body training, tying your strength training in with your cardio training. I mean, they were hitting on all of this stuff and sharing things that worked and things that didn't. And it was just absolutely amazing to get in and really, really start to study this information.
And the reason for this show today was that when you shared this with me and you were looking to kind of do the data compilation that's done in any type of research.
Right.
What you found out was that there was more different about what people were doing than the same. And that what one guy said worked great for him, another guy said actually hurt him.
Absolutely. And that was the amazing thing. Some people said, for example, I've switched from back squats to front squats and they work great. Other people said, I tried front squats and they really hurt me. I don't do them. Some people said, for example, I have problems when I do the basic exercises with a barbell. Squats, deadlifts cause a lot of pain, and it's bad pain. It's what I refer to as orthopedic pain, you know, which is not just sore muscle pain, but, you know, this is something where it's like you're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
But, said this trainee, I've been getting great results by going outside and lifting rocks, barrels, and heavy logs out on my farm. And that, for me, is pain-free training.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Whereas many people would say, I do much better with a barbell squat or a front squat or a deadlift or a trap bar deadlift, safety bar squat, what have you. I do much better with that than with heavy, awkward objects. Even though the same person who doesn't use heavy, awkward objects today, at, say, age 60 or 70, may have used them with great success 20 or 30 years ago. So, you know, everybody is relating things that work for them. Another one is unilateral training. Some people get great results with unilateral training. Some get terrible results with it, you know. So, you know, as I was sharing with you earlier when we were talking about what do we want to cover today, there's no one size fits all solution.
To which I posed the question to you. I said, you know, those who are on the leading edge of medicine today are of a mindset that medicine has to be individualized. Not, they're not just paying lip service to this concept. We're talking about scientists who are writing studies. Like, for instance, we just did a show the other day where lowering your sodium intake could actually raise your blood pressure if your circadian rhythm is compromised. Now, think about that from the context of the medical orthodoxy who says, if you have high blood pressure, lower your sodium. That message could actually kill a person whose circadian rhythm is disrupted. Whose circadian rhythm is disrupted? Shift workers. People who just don't sleep well because of sleep apnea for whatever. So telling them to lower their sodium may actually have the exact opposite effect. It raises their blood pressure and puts them into a very dangerous place, which led to the discussion by the scientists that it's not cut and dry, it's not black and white, but the flip side of that statement is it's individualized. And so I said, you know, medicine is becoming individualized. Is it time for us to talk about how physical culture needs to be individualized? And so that's where we got to this point here of why we wanted to do this show today. And so then I gave an analogy, and I wanted to give this analogy now because when we come back from the break, I want to try to focus in on what is the core, what is the 80% that people should learn. I said, if you're an avid shooter, you own a rifle and you buy a new scope for it, you attach the scope appropriately to the back strap of the rifle, and now the objective becomes to sight it, to get the scope to point at what the bullet is going to hit. And you use a device called a bore sight. It's a rod that slides into the barrel of the gun. So it uses the bore of the gun to give its positioning. And then you adjust the reticle and the crosshairs of the sight of the scope to line up with the bore sight's crosshairs. When you've done that, you can take a gun that has never been fired before and hit the paper on the target, not the bullseye. Hit the paper on the target. It will get you on the target. It's called bore sighting. And so what I suggested to Brooks in anticipation of doing this show is, you know, the things that he teaches in dinosaur training and any other really well thought out good approach to building strength and muscle through resistance training is nothing more than bore sighting. It will give you some fundamentals that may make up the 80% of what you do. But that final 20%, you're responsible to figure that out through introspection, honest evaluation, the feedback mechanisms that you use to see if you're progressing or not. And you're responsible for adjusting that 20%. And the reality is that in that 20% is where great progress waits for you. If all you're doing is what people tell you to do, exactly the way they tell you to do it, and not adjusting it for your own individualized physical culture prescription, you're missing out on everything that's waiting for you to break through. It's in that 20%. Okay? So here's what I want to do, Brooks. I want to go ahead and take our break now.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to talk about, so what is that 80%? What are the fundamentals that you must learn that will actually allow you to work on the 20% that you aren't even aware of yet? Okay? So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the
best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Don't forget to visit Brooks Cubic, K-U-B-I-K.com, often. So, Brooks, what are the teachable 80% that really are the core of all of this, that then this person, that person can take the last 20% and individualize it to what works best for them?
Okay, well, that's a good question. It's the basic training, the basic exercises, and the basic training approach that I cover in all of my books and courses. You can read about it in Dinosaur Training. You can read about it in Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Those are available on Kindle, they're available hard copy, and they're available as PDF downloads at my website, so they're very accessible. what they teach you is to focus on quality training, to train for strengths, to use basic exercises, to start out with a very simple, very basic, very easy program, to gradually, as you become stronger and better conditioned, increase the weight on the bar so that you are increasing the difficulty of the exercises, and to gradually and progressively over a period of 1, 2, 3 years. We're not looking for instant results. We're looking for real results, and real results take time. To gradually get to the point where you have doubled, tripled, or quadrupled your strength in the basic exercises. That's the basic approach that delivers good results for virtually everyone. What happens is you eventually reach a point where to go even further, to get what you're referring to as the last 20% in the way of results, you need to refine things. And that's when you're actually at a very dangerous juncture.
Yeah.
And here's why. The way to go from basic training, the 80% training, to the 20% training that Carl was referring to earlier, is usually simply to focus on getting stronger in one particular movement, build your strength up, and then focus on something else, build your strength up, then focus on something else and build your strength up. So for, you know, you might build yourself up to say 190 pounds of muscle, you know, trainees 5'9", 190 pounds, squatting 400, deadlifting 500, benching 300. You're doing really well. Okay. How do you get past that? Well, you might go on a program of squat specialization where for a period of time, maybe 3 months, the squat is your primary focus. You do your other exercises, but the squat is the one where you put all of your intensity and focus. And on the others, maybe you're just kind of trying to stay where you are and not really pushing the gains, but you're really trying to push the squat gains. And then after you push your squat up and, you know, you add 30, 40, 50 pounds to the squat, okay, now maintain those gains and turn to another exercise. The bench press, the standing press, the clean and press, deadlift, whatever. And focus on that. Make that the primary focus for a while. And then after 2 or 3 months of that, pick another exercise to focus on. And again, when I say to focus on, I'm not saying do one thing exclusively.
Yeah, prioritize it. That's the priority. Yeah, getting stronger in that movement is a priority. The other movements can stay static. They can stay right where they are as far as rep schemes and weights handled and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you may say, but I'm a bodybuilder. I'm just interested in the way I look. Okay, well, then you take the same principle.
Right.
Focus on the arms.
What's your weakness? Bring your weaknesses up. Every time you bring a weakness up and it becomes a strength, other things become weaknesses. Then you have to focus on them.
Yeah. You know, so if you're doing the bodybuilding approach, you know, you might do arms or you might do arms and shoulders. They work together well as a focus. 2 months later, you might do chest as a focus, or you might do chest and back as a focus, or you might do back as a focus, or legs. And you just kind of rotate through them. And after you do that for a year or two, you've essentially done a number of specialization programs, and they've paid off big time because you'd built the foundation that you can grow on. So that's a very simple way to implement the 20% training. Another thing that you can do, you know, if you're looking for a strength and power oriented program or even a muscle mass oriented program, once you've laid the proper foundation and you're strong enough to make it pay off and you know how to perform your exercises, you can switch to power rec training.
Mm-hmm.
Power rec training is a great way to go that 20% route. Okay, so, you know, those are some examples of things that you can do to take your training to the next level. But remember what I said earlier. I said it's a very dangerous time. And the reason is that what a lot of people do after they put in their time on the basic training,
right,
they jump into a high volume training program. Something that is aimed at elite athletes, elite bodybuilders. In many cases, something that really doesn't work very well unless it is chemically enhanced because your body just can't handle it naturally. It's too much exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they kill their gains because they're overtraining. And you see that happen, unfortunately, time and time again. And it's a really sad thing because the people who fall into the overtraining, the high volume overtraining trap, are people who want to train. They want to put in the effort. They want to put in the work. They want the results. They're really serious about this. And they think that by doing twice as much or three times as much or four times as much, they're going to speed up their progress two or three or four or five times. And in fact, what happens is they kill their progress.
Well, you know, it's funny. I saw a meme this morning that was posted in a bodybuilding forum by a young guy. And it said, do you hate off days as much as I do? And I looked at that and I thought, no, because that's when you grow. It would be like working and working and working, and then they go to hand you a paycheck, and you go, no, I don't want the paycheck. I'm going to come back tomorrow and work some more. It's like you're not collecting the paycheck if you're not having off days. In fact, I've kind of found my zone recently after decades of training the way I thought I was supposed to train, and here I found out that there's something for me that works better. But yeah, I mean, and women are guilty of this the most. I got to be honest with you. The women I know, they're the ones who go in and overtrain or train too hard or train too often. And then they end up either not progressing or injuring themselves. Women have some of the strongest work ethic in the gym of any athletes out there today. Maybe it's because they have to prove a point. I don't know. I want to take a break. I want to pick this up on the other side. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants
deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. They tried to make her go to rehab, but she said no. In hindsight, she should have said yes, yes, yes. Okay, so back at this discussion, which I think is a very important discussion. Some may think it's esoteric and cerebral, but the reality is that I see so many people in the gym, and from year to year, they don't make progress. They make progress and then they stall, or they make progress and then they injure themselves, or they make progress, and then they just find a place where they feel like they just can't get anything more done, and they just kind of stay there. And part of the key to that 20%, in my humble opinion, is being able to train continuously, consistently, for long periods of time. Brooks, you said you do this for 3 months. You do that for 3 months. You do this for years. These are lengths of time that people have to understand is required to really see the kind of progress that you want. If you're not willing to put years in to achieve the physique that you want, the strength level that you want, then you're just lying to yourself. And you're probably going to be the person who hurts yourself, because you're going to think that you have to get it all done this week.
That's absolutely true. And it's really kind of a funny thing, and people don't really understand the time periods and time frames and how they work. First of all, if you start training, if you've never trained before, or you're getting back into training after a very long layoff, your critical time period is your first 30 days. During that 30-day period, you're either going to start getting into the groove and you're going to stick with it, or you're going to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people do, unfortunately, during that initial 30-day period is they try to force progress by training too long, too hard, too often, too heavy. They get sore. They get discouraged. Maybe they get injured. and they quit. So the first 30 days has got to be viewed as my goal, very important word, goal. My goal for this 30-day period is to make regular training a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to gain 20 pounds of muscle. It's not to lose 20 pounds of fat. It's not to increase my lifts by any number of pounds. It is simply to get into the habit of training. That's your first 30 days. Then, once you've done that, you say, okay, now I'm going to look 60 days down the road, 90 days down the road. I've been training long enough to get a sense of what I need to do and what would be a good program. And I'm going to follow a good, basic, gradual, progressive program for the next 60 days or the next 90 days. And what that does is it teaches you, number one, to continue the regular training habit, and number two, to follow a gradual progression program. For example, adding 2.5 pounds to the bar every week on your upper body exercises, perhaps 5 pounds every week on your lower body exercises for a period of 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, not forever.
not forever, because you can't maintain that kind
right.
of progress forever. But when you're getting started or when you're getting back, that's what you can do. What that does is that it teaches you to stick to a program, as opposed to what most people do. They see someone on the internet who's got great abs, and they think, oh, God, I want abs like that. They run over to the gym. They don't drive. They run over because they want to burn the calories. They do 2 hours of cardio because they want to burn the calories. They do an hour of ab work, and then they do the regular workout, and then they run home, and the next day they repeat it, and they repeat it again, and after about 3 or 4 days, they've completely burned themselves out.
Right.
Happens over and over. Or somebody sees a shot of somebody with a great double bicep pose. They're like, oh, my God, I've got to have arms like that. And they run to the gym, or they drive to the gym because they're trying to conserve energy for their arm training, and they do 3 hours of arm training. And that lasts a couple of days, and then they burn out. And you know, the variations on the theme could go on forever, but the point is people see something and they go crazy on some orgy of muscle spinning, muscle blitzing, muscle blasting, and they burn themselves out. And what you need to do is stick to a program and not lose sight of it. Okay. Then what happens is you eventually get to the point where you stick to your basic training for a period of 1 to 2 years, and that gives you 80% of the results that you would ever want or desire in the physical realm.
And if you do this, it's something else, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over this 2-year journey, for those of you who are new to this, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, 2 years. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do P90X because they told me in 90 days, I'm going to be ripped and muscular. Okay, good. Go do that. When you're fat again and you're out of shape again, come back and invest the 2 years, because number one, anything that you can gain quickly, you can lose quickly. Remember that. Okay. That's a truism in everything in life. And physical culture is true as well. But when you put in the 2 years, over that 2 years, you're not just making progress, but you are learning. If you're paying attention, if you're keeping a training diary, if you're tuned into how you feel, how you sleep, you know, are you jovial and happy? Are you miserable and grumpy? If you're miserable and grumpy, then you may be training too hard. People just think that, no, you got to suck it up. Be a man or be a strong girl and just train and train and train and train and ignore the signs. That's a sure way to be injured and not be able to do this for the rest of your life if you're not paying attention. But that 2-year period, that you are learning the foundation, you're learning the 80%, you're actually also learning the secrets to unlock the 20% if you're paying attention. You're learning what works for you. You're learning what doesn't. And now when you get to that 20%, you can start to adjust things and say, you know, I remember that time that I did that particular breathing squat routine for 3 months. And I got the feeling that if I would have lowered my weight, I would have had more strength. And you all of a sudden you start to unfold the things you learned in that 2 years. That's what feeds the 20% if you're paying attention. But if you're just hopping from one program to another because this magazine says do it this way or that blog post says do it that way, you're not paying attention. You're not learning anything. You're not putting in the time. You're standing outside school. Everybody in the classroom is learning. You're standing outside. Just because you stood outside of a university for 4 years doesn't entitle you to a degree.
Well, the analogy would be somebody who goes to class every single day for 4 years, but goes to a different class every day.
Yeah.
You know, I go to math class on Monday because I feel like math, and on Tuesday I wander into biology class, and on Wednesday I go into English literature, and on Thursday I go into a French class, and on Friday I try Russian. Okay, what have I learned?
Right.
Not much. And yet, that's the approach that so many people have to strength training. It's, I'm not going to stick to a plan. I'm not going to stick to a program. I'm just going to do what I feel like doing or whatever is in my mind based on what I saw on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a real unfortunate problem. Very common problem, but a very unfortunate problem. And what it takes is a word that people don't like to hear. It starts with D, discipline. Am I allowed to say that on radio?
It's a very unpopular word today in society, and politically correct wise, you should not use that word in the public because you make some people feel uncomfortable.
They're out of their safe space, and I apologize for that. But you need to develop the self-discipline to outline a good training program and stick to it long enough for the program to work.
To show you something. Maybe you don't gain strength. Maybe you find out this program doesn't work for you. But if you don't invest the time, you never know.
If you bounce from program to program, you're not doing the experimentation that you need to do to discover the exact type of training that works best for you.
Okay, we have to take a break. I want to share my personal experience.
Okay.
And how this, without thinking about it, it's not like I thought about this, but this is where I am right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes necessity is the mother of great breakthroughs and adaptations that have very, very positive effects. And in my own personal experience, this is true. I'm not saying that squatting is what compressed my spine at all. I think it was very, very improper form in the stiff leg deadlift, using excessively heavy weights and getting a very, very long stretch at the bottom. That's really where my lower spine problem has come from. Now that I understand how the lower spine works, the lumbar spine, when you flex it forward, you can actually pinch these discs off. And if you flex it forward to almost touch your toes depth with 400 pounds and then do that for reps, this is where my problem didn't come from squatting. With that being said, I'm not squatting right now, but I've had to do lots of other things. So I discovered what works best for me just recently. But now here's the difference. I've talked about it already on the other show. We found out that some of the things that I'm doing, you know, John Grimmick did, you know, about the breathing in between sets and moving quickly between sets and then walking to recover while breathing and all. I mean, I'm doing everything, either giant sets or supersets, everything. There's no do a set and then wait to recover for me. This is working great for me. I am adding muscle while I'm 8 pounds down since last Thursday. Right? I went on this diet This would be my second week. I'm sorry. I'm 8 pounds down as of today, 2 weeks into my ketogenic diet. Now, but I'm still as muscular as I was. In fact, I'm adding muscle. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I can see that rear delts coming through the soft skin at the top of my back. I can see my rhomboids pushing through my back. My back has never looked better. And when I do lose the rest of the body fat, it's going to look amazing. But this was all a result of training for the past 16, 18 years and finally realizing what works best for me. But now here's the interesting thing. Even I'm susceptible to it. I'm getting great progress from my existing training. Don't you know what I wanted to do, Brooks? I wanted to change it. I thought, well, you know, maybe I need to go back to a 3-day body split like I used to do with just, you know, 3 to 5 sets of something and rest in between. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. This hasn't stopped working yet. I haven't trained for 3 months and gone, wow, I haven't added anything new. I haven't gotten stronger and I haven't put on any new muscle. It's time to change. I just was going to change because I was like everybody else too. Well, time to change. Why? Oh, because it's time to change. No, that's not a good reason. It's time to change when it stops working, when it stops adding muscle, when it stops adding strength. And given that, I would venture to say that the average person, if they trained appropriately with the right kind of rest in between, it would take them a few years to squeeze every drop of gain out of a particular training program that's working for them. A few years. Not 3 months. You care to chime in on that?
Well, I've got a couple of thoughts, and one is that most people do exactly what you're talking about. I get an amazing number of emails where people say, I've been doing the following, blah, blah, blah. They tell me what their workout is, and it's been working great, but I was thinking about changing to, and then they lay out what they think about what they're going to change to, and they say, what do you think? You know, and I get this all the time. And my answer is, if you have found something that is working for you, you are so lucky. That is such a good thing. Stick to it. Keep doing what is working. Now, eventually, at some point in time, your gains will slow down, or maybe they'll come to a complete standstill. At that point, make changes. And when you do make changes, it's better to make small changes, in other words, tweaks, and it's often best to change one variable at a time. Because that way you can tell if that particular change works or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you implement a complete brand new program and it doesn't work, you don't really know why it doesn't work.
Yeah, what portion of it didn't work?
Yeah. So, you know, so I like to make, you know, small adjustments. I like to fine tune. So that's part of it. The other thing is, once you are an advanced trainee, I believe that it's very important to keep careful records of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's very important to follow a progressive program where you say, here's what I'm going to do for the next 8 to 12 weeks. I'm going to start here. I'm going to gradually progress in this fashion. And my goal is to end up here. So you're working towards that goal. One of the beauties of that is that at any point in the program, you know where you are compared to where you want to be. And you can tell if it's working, you can tell if it's moving, if you're moving forward, you can tell if you're heading towards that goal. And if not, then maybe you really do need to try a different program. But if you are working towards that goal and you are making the progress, stick to the program at least until you hit your goal. And you know one of the reasons why that's important? Because you've got to learn to stick to it.
Wait, what's the word that we're not allowed to say? The D word? You know what discipline is? Doing things when you don't want to do them. Doing things because you don't see the immediate gratification in them. Doing things because you don't even see future gratification, but you trust what you've learned that the other side will be what you want. That's what discipline is. Getting up every morning and making your bed, that's an act of discipline. Who wants to? You're going to get back in bed in 12 hours and mess it up again. Why do it? It's called discipline. You do the routine for as long as you committed to doing it. And guess what? If you hit the marks that you intended to hit and the routine works for you, continue with it. Don't go, well, I'm done. I got everything. No, you haven't gotten everything out of that routine. If it's working and you hit your initial goals in 12 weeks, consider doubling down for 24 weeks. And if you're still growing at 24 weeks and getting stronger, consider taking it even further.
And I will share that the greatest gains that I have ever made on any program have occurred on different programs at different times in my life, but they have occurred when I stuck to the program for a long period of time. Just doing the same thing, but doing it regularly, consistently, and really putting all of my energy, all of my effort, all of my intensity into what I was doing. I've never had success jumping from one thing to another.
No, and no one does. That's the funny
no
thing.
No one does.
But they don't. But they're not paying attention because they're not doing anything long enough to acquire any intelligence about what they're doing.
That's absolutely right, and it is a modern disease. Social media drives it. Multitasking drives it. Our very busy, hectic lifestyle in the modern world drives it. You know, Carl, we talked once about something I read in a book by Vilmar Stefansson, the Arctic explorer, the one who lived with the Inuits and followed the Inuit diet, lived off the land. A lot of our modern knowledge about ancestral diets goes back to the work that he did 100 years ago.
Right.
And he described how a hunter would stand on the sea ice with a spear by a blowhole where a seal would come up for air. He would stand there motionless for up to 8 hours at a time until a seal came up for air at that particular air hole. And at that point, he would catch the seal with the spear. Now, can you imagine anyone in the modern world standing outside in the Arctic cold? You know, you're bundled up, so you're not freezing, but you're outside in the Arctic cold for 8 hours.
Focusing on a hole in the ground.
Focusing literally on a hole in the ground or in the ice. And your dinner depends on how well you focus. And whether your family has dinner depends on how well you focus.
Yeah, if you're checking in on Facebook at that moment, you just missed dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I was thinking, if you could take someone with that kind of mental focus, mental power, and bring them to our world and say, okay, I want you to use that mental focus to train. Can you imagine what would happen?
Yeah, I know exactly what would happen. That person would become the most dominant person on the planet. They would end up capturing all of us and eating us for food. Because that would be the superior being. That would be the top of the food chain. Because we'd be so busy checking in on Twitter and Facebook, and he'd be harpooning us and eating us. I mean, you're right. There is no, uninterrupted thought any longer. No uninterrupted thought any longer. Listen, we have to pull the plug right here. Where can people get the dinosaur files?
They should go to my website, www.brookscubic.com, and we have the PDF downloads on the products page. I think the February issue has not been loaded onto the products page, but you can access it by signing up for my daily emails because I send the link in my emails. Or just go to the Dinosaur Training blog, which is a drop-down bar on the website, and you can access it from there.
Brooks, thanks for everything, brother.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
Take care. Talk to you later. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about shortening the sleep duration period for young children. What effect could this have on future behavior? You know, we have a lot of kids out there that are on meds because they don't behave properly. Could this be part of the problem? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
If I wrote you a symphony, welcome back. We've done a lot of shows about sleep this week. There's a theme there. A lot of people think sleep is optional today. It's a phenomenon that really started back in the days of the movie Wall Street, where Gordon Gekko was seen on the beach with his Motorola 8000 pressed to his ear, telling Bud Fox how wonderful it was to be able to do business in China before the sun rises. And nobody ever makes money while they sleep. And quite frankly, today people are terribly sleep deprived. We're learning more and more about the linkages between chronic sleep deprivation, fragmented sleep, and its linkage to a host of diseases. It's just unbelievable. Cancer, Alzheimer's disease, I mean, insulin resistance, all coming back to our desire to think that we can survive normal lives without sleep. But what about the young? You know, we have a world today where kids stay up very, very late. Then they get up very, very early for school. We're going to talk about a study titled Chronic Sleep Restriction During Development Can Lead to Long-Lasting Behavior Effects with Michelle Sare. How you doing, Dr. Sare,
yes.
Right? It is Dr. Sare, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What made you do this study? What led up to this study that you had questions that were the endpoints of this study?
Yeah, I think, like you said, just in this culture, sleep deprivation is very, very common, and none of us are getting enough sleep, right? So,
right.
But I took a little bit of a different approach to it. My background is in autism research, and what's been known about autism, but not really understood, is that most of the kids have some sort of sleep problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really well defined, but across the board, there's a sleep problem. They get less sleep.
Right.
And so I wanted to understand what that might do. And so that was
because most people see autism as a behavioral problem. In that it manifests all of its symptoms in behavior that is atypical of how young children and young adults act. So we say, wow, you know, what role does sleep play on future behavior of children, right?
Right. And with regard to autism, most people don't pay attention to the sleep problems. They think, I mean, because a lot of the other behavior problems are very severe, and so they're constantly dealing with that and sort of ignoring the sleep issue. And we think that the sleep issue is at a core of what's going on with autism. So, so that was my background. So that was the question.
Okay. So talk about how was this study designed? What did you do in order to try to explore this topic?
Well, I wanted to take a step back further. So I knew this with autism, but just what does chronic sleep restriction do to behavior? And that was the question. So what we did is we took normal mice. So these mice had no genetic mutations. They were completely normal. But what we did is whenever they were 5 days of age, we started chronic daily sleep restriction. So they just got 3 hours per day where they were not allowed to sleep.
And the way you achieved that was by handling them. They keep them awake by gentle handling and interacting with them, and so they can't go to sleep because you're kind of playing with them and so on.
Right.
And that's easy to do because they sleep during the daytime, and that's when you're in your lab.
Right.
So it's perfect. So,
yeah.
Okay, 5 days in a baby rodent's life is around what age in a human's life?
So, I think you can...
You don't have to be exact.
It's about 1 month of a mouse is about seven years, but it's a little bit harder than that because mice come out a little bit less developed than humans come out.
Okay.
And so it's really early on. It would definitely be a young child.
It's a baby under a year old, that's for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and I'm not trying to pin you down to this, but just so that people can take away from this some sort of time frame. Okay, so you played with these...
I mean, their eyes aren't even open yet. So.
Yeah. You played with the little baby rodents 3 hours a day, so you limited the amount of sleep that they could have in that period mm-hmm. of time. And then mm-hmm. what did you do after that?
So that was the only aspect of the sleep restriction.
Okay.
So for the rest of the 21 hours, they could sleep. They could do whatever they wanted. It was just during that 3 hours that we would prevent them from sleeping.
Did they, in fact, do any kind of catch-up sleeping?
You know, that's a really good question, and we could not look at it in mice that young. And we didn't even look at it in the adult mice, but we can't look at it that young.
Okay. All right. Nonetheless, so, and then let's fast forward to the first period of assessment for behavioral changes. So then that's all you did for the 21 days, and then they led the same little lives as all the other little baby rodents would live without being involved in this this experiment. To what point in time did you start looking at behavior?
So we did that every day until they were 42 days of age. So that's 37 days straight. So 42 days of age, if you want to go back to what that is. So this is after the mice are weaned from the parents. So that's adolescence. Mm-hmm. So they're considered to be adolescent adult mice. And put this about, 18. So this is now the end of childhood here.
Okay, so this is 7 to 10 years old, we're saying, around there, right?
No, I was saying this is probably about 18-ish.
Oh, 18 years old. Okay. So this is okay, great. So now, what do you observe at this stage?
So this is when we did our first round of behavior tests. So what we looked at activity. And so we found that they were less active, hypoactive. We looked at social behavior, their interactions with other mice, and we found that they were actually more interested in interacting with other mice. And then we looked at what we call repetitive behaviors, where we found, at first we didn't find any differences.
Okay, now I want to make sure that, because we're going to take a break here. So what you found was that they were actually more socially, or more social, let's say.
They were more social, but they were less active.
But less active, which is hard unless people come and visit you. You can't be social if you're not active, because they kind of go hand in hand. But,
right.
But there was a gender...
Limitations of the testing.
There was a gender difference also. Was that seen at this stage? I don't want to talk about the gender difference yet, but there was a gender difference, correct?
There was later on, but it was not seen at this stage.
Okay, later on. Okay, good. All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get right back into this very, very important topic, because as we always try to do with this show is expose a problem, but maybe also expose a solution as well. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Thrive Protein, Thrive Advanced Protein, is the most advanced protein supplement in the world. This is not just hyperbole, folks. This is the first human-appropriate protein built around the scaffolding of human breast milk. It has all the human-appropriate fractions of protein, amino acids, peptides, and micronutrients that are found in human breast milk. And you can save 50% off a jug of Thrive Advanced. Go to the website Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, no E, thriveprotein.com. And use the coupon code THRIVELIFE to save 50% off a jug of Thrive. You could also read about the science behind the product. It's an amazing product. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Sare. We're talking about the effects of impaired sleep at a very young age in the developmental phases and what this does to future behavior. So let's move forward now.
Okay.
And when was the next checkpoint for behavioral changes?
So at this point, we let them recover with normal sleep for 4 weeks and tested them, a month later.
Okay. Okay. What did you find?
So this is where we found some really interesting, at least what I consider to be really interesting data. So even after they recovered on sleep, they still had behavior differences. So on the activity, they showed, it's a little complicated to describe, but it was a different response to that novel environment. They weren't hypoactive this time, but they weren't responding correctly to a novel environment.
So give me an example of a novel environment and what would be considered the expected response from a rodent.
So we put them just in a chamber that has photobeams.
Mm-hmm.
And the normal response for a mouse whenever you move it to any novel environment is a really burst of activity trying to explore this. They get kind of anxious. They don't like being handled, and then so there's this quick burst of exploration.
Right, right. Because this is for them, they've got to understand their surroundings, or certain death would occur in their real world, in their normal mm-hmm. world. So what happens when you put the subject mice into that novel environment?
The ones that had been sleep restricted didn't have that burst of exploration like normal mice do.
Okay, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. Did we see gender differences at this point yet?
So not really. Females were a little bit more active, but they both had this same response, males and females.
And this decreased. And this fits into the hypoactivity in general. They're also hypoactive in instances where you would expect them to be much more active.
But it wasn't a hypoactivity in general. It was a hypoactivity in this response to novelty.
Yes. Okay, so now let's move forward to the next checkpoint.
The next behavior we did at this checkpoint was the social behavior. And this is where we started really seeing those sex-specific effects.
And at what age would this be now in a human? This would be like in the 30s, the late 30s and so on. Obviously, when we see autism show up in children, it shows up quite a bit earlier.
I put this, because at first I put them around, 18. I put this in their mid-20s, mid-20s.
Okay. So now what did you see with this particular group when you looked at this group again, when you looked at them at this point in time?
So with the social behavior, the girls were still, it had increased preference for the social mouse.
Explain that. So give me an example.
So we put them in a chamber where they can choose where they're spending their time.
Okay.
If they're spending it with a mouse or if they're spending it with just an object.
Okay.
And so it's just a simple measure of how much time are you spending with the mouse.
Right.
And the ones who had been sleep restricted are spending way more time with the mouse. They're not exploring the other areas as much. They're just hanging out with that mouse.
Right. Okay. Now, but wouldn't this be a good thing from a socialization standpoint?
There are such things as inappropriate social interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can kind of, burst somebody's bubble and not really understand that you're doing it. We can't really understand completely the social context of a mouse and what that really means.
Right.
But
clearly there was a difference. Now,
there was definitely a difference.
Was this a point in time where we started to see some gender differences? Because there were some gender differences that kind of speak to the whole autism spectrum phenomenon, because boys seem to have a different
boys had a different response.
Yeah.
So what happened to boys at this time is they had reduced preference for that mouse. So they were actually spending more time with just the object than a normal mouse did.
Interesting. Interesting. So this is, now would this, wanting to spend more time with an object would be considered antisocial, more mm-hmm. antisocial than socialization, right?
Right.
Okay. And we do see this in young boys who develop autism. And quite frankly, young boys develop autism at a much higher rate than young girls. That's why they thought there was a testosterone link for a while there. I don't know if that's still an active theory. But clearly these male rodents were acting the way you would see male humans act who are on the spectrum.
Yeah, it's hard to interpret from our results. We did have a low number of male mice. Unfortunately, that's just the way it happened. But it does speak to something that may be going on that should be further addressed.
What is that? So when you say it should be further addressed, what is it that should be further addressed? Differences, or explain, please. I'm sorry.
I think a bigger study should be done. This was just a preliminary study to figure out, are there any differences? But I think a bigger study using more mice, you need a lot of mice to really understand behavior tests and see differences. So using more mice and then maybe even doing more more behavior tests.
Did any of the mice act out inappropriately, aggressively, and or disruptive? Were they more disruptive than the control mice, the mice that had not undergone sleep impairment?
We did not look at aggressive behaviors.
But you didn't observe it at all? I mean, you didn't observe it, or you didn't take note of it?
I mean, we didn't do any testing that would really look at that.
Yeah.
When we were handling them, we didn't really.
Because the reason I ask that is because what you describe to the neophyte like me sounds more like Asperger's than does autism. You know, that people with Asperger's, they have a hard time differentiating between being completely antisocial to being overly social, where they don't know their own boundaries and they start getting too close, so to speak, in comparison to normal social skills. But one of the things that people with Aspies don't tend to do is act out aggressively or violently, which a lot of children that are classified as on the spectrum do. You hear their parents talk about what a hard time they have managing them from that standpoint. This almost sounds more like an Aspies phenomenon here. Am I wrong?
No, it might be. It's a little, again, it's hard to interpret with
mice.
mice. Yeah. But people with Asperger's also have these sleep problems that I was talking about with people with autism. And so it's possible.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about if you observed any changes in their what is considered normal mouse sleep patterns in the mice that had early sleep disruption. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Saray. We're talking about the potential effects of interrupted sleep during developmental phases of life and how they may present long-term behavioral changes. And it's really an important discussion because I think a lot of kids don't get enough sleep today. I remember when I was raising my children, it was a constant frustration of mine. They had to get up early. They wanted to stay up late. And we know that this produced a lot of problems. You know, precocious puberty is one of the problems that that occurs, because we know that when melatonin starts to drop, this heralds puberty. And if you get kids to stay up late at night watching the blue light coming out of a screen, whether it's a TV or an iPad or whatever, this is going to affect certain hormonal cascades. And now, as we're seeing, the potential for behavioral changes. So, Dr. Saray, did you see any changes in normal what would be considered normal sleep patterns for the rodents that underwent the interrupted sleep at a very young age?
Yes, we did. So this is, 17 weeks of age. 11 weeks passed when we ended the sleep restriction. So over half their life has now been left alone.
Right.
But they, the ones who had been sleep restricted early in life had increased sleep, in both the light and the dark. Mice are a little bit different than humans, and they do kind of sleep a little bit here and there throughout the day. So both those phases had a little bit increased sleep.
You know, it would be really interesting to take a look at their little microbiome, too, and see how that's affected, because there's a lot of information coming to light now about efficient energy utilization, the ability to reduce energy output, and linkages to certain phyla of microbes that inhabit the gut. And we know that these things happen at a very young age, this kind of imprint that you live with for the rest of your life, depending on activity and other things that happen when you're young. It would be interesting to see what their microbiome looks like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that would be interesting to see if it was different.
Yeah, I know, right? If you had unlimited funding, there's so many things that you could look at.
Oh, yeah.
So, so they actually slept more, both in traditional day and night cycles. They slept more.
Yes.
Interesting. This is really something. Any other behavior observed that's worth discussing about this that could shed some light on maybe even some situations we have with young children today?
I mean, I think we've read the two more important ones. I also did behavior called marble bearing, and people generally say that this measures repetitive behavior, and so when we looked at the mice after they had recovered, we found that the females buried less marbles. The ones who had been sleep restricted buried less marbles, but the males buried more marbles.
So what do you mean? So what is this action of burying marbles? Why do they do this in the first place?
Yeah. So this is sort of the million-dollar question. This test is used quite a bit in the field of mouse behavior research. And so they think that this is repetitive behaviors. So the mouse is just digging and therefore burying marbles. And the marbles is just something that we can kind of count how much it was digging.
So theoretically, if you didn't put marbles in there, the mouse would dig anyway, you're saying, right?
That would be the theory, yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say maybe they're burying marbles to get them out of the way, like this, to get them out of the path, get them out of the area. So they bury them. They figure now they're not in my way. But if they do this digging, regardless of whether there's marbles present or not, then that's obviously incorrect.
Yeah, so, I mean, other people have thought that maybe the marbles were kind of anxiety-inducing and they wanted to bury them and hide them. But they found that with the other tests that we generally use for anxiety, it doesn't really correlate. And so that's kind of why people have moved a little bit away from the anxiety and think it might be more repetitive behaviors.
Yeah, okay.
But again, you know, what a mouse is doing and what that exactly translates to in human behavior is very complex. And we can't just ask the mouse, why are you burying the marbles?
So, but clearly they buried less marbles. The rodents?
The females.
Okay, the females did.
Yes.
Okay, the males buried the same amount of marbles as non-affected males.
It was a little bit more, but, you know, that didn't come up with their statistics. So, yeah, we can say the same amount.
So does this come down to sex hormone differentiation? We know that, like I said before, there's a proposed theory about the effects of testosterone and the precipitation of the onset of autism and hence young boys. We know that they're saying mothers who give birth who have higher testosterone levels have a higher tendency to produce boys with autism. Is estrogen protective and testosterone possibly not protective when it comes to these types of behavioral issues?
Maybe. Maybe not. So I was trying to come up with some other possibilities, and as a neuroscientist, you know, I came up with some potential things going on in the brain. But it could also very well be hormonal. That makes complete sense.
Well, tell me your theories about what's going on in the brain.
I think my favorite theory that I wrote about was the microglia theory, and just because microglia have sort of been recently getting this big interest with autism,
mm-hmm.
And again, going back to what my background is with
mm-hmm.
autism,
mm-hmm.
but microglia are basically these scavenger cells in the brain. They're acting as kind of an immune system for
mm-hmm.
the brain,
mm-hmm.
and whenever you're sleep deprived, you have an increased activation of microglia, which is good if it's an immune system, but you can also, you know, overdo that.
Right.
And so with autism, it's thought that there's also this increased activation of these microglia. And males kind of start off with higher activated microglia than females.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering if maybe the males already have more activated microglia, so they cannot handle this increased activation that you'd get with the sleep deprivation. And so that it's pushing them over whatever proverbial edge we have here. Whereas the females who start off baseline with lower activation in response to the sleep deprivation may get activated, but might be able to withstand that.
What about, so the microglia, when they are acting in their role in the immune system and scavenging, as you put out, do they produce a waste, a metabolite that could be excitatory or somehow inhibit neural, a traditional neural transference?
Yeah, they release cytokines, which
uh-huh.
can then affect signaling, and yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a very sound theory right there. What about the endoplasmic reticulum? What about its ability to fold proteins and make messages for intracellular communication? We know that fragmented sleep or even hypoglycemic events can cause the endoplasmic reticulum to misfold proteins and create Maybe aggregate, some people say this is what leads to some of the plaques buildup that we see in unhealthy brains. But what about the messages, the syntax of these amino acids are incorrect and they are somehow sending messages, kind of like static as opposed to nice, quiet, telemetry?
I mean, yeah, so, ER stress is what you're describing is also affected, as you said, with sleep deprivation. It's increased. And so, there's not really a lot of good research linking that to autism yet. I do say yet. I think it's definitely a possibility. Nor do we really know any differences in the sexes with ER stress. And so I think it's totally possible that this is something that we really don't know about, that might be going on. But it's a little harder for me to come up with this theory of how it might be.
Yeah. I want to take our last commercial break. I'd like to reduce the rest of the discussion down to usable information for the audience to maybe take away. This is a really, really important discussion. For those of you who have young children or are planning on having children, if your kids are raised already, sorry, you're out of luck. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits.
Feel the difference with Actistatin.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay. So we're talking with Dr. Michelle Saray. We're talking about the effects of impaired sleep, shortened sleep periods for young rats, young mice that they did the research on, but we're really talking about children at the same time. Obviously, all this research is not designed to help mice be healthier. It's designed to help humans be healthier. So how do we extrapolate something? I know it would be reckless to try to take any direct evidence from this research other than, as you point out, more research needs to be done. And then it has to be done. Really, we have to follow humans. I mean, ultimately, because not everything that happens in rodents happens in humans. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But just the from what you've seen in this research, from what you know about the full spectrum of autism, should we be telling parents, look, when your baby is young, you it's important to get them on a good steady sleep cycle and get them, protect the baby's sleep environment. A lot of parents, they think because the baby's asleep, it's okay. The kid's sitting there in their arm while they're watching a horror movie and, screaming and gun shooting and all that sort of stuff. These things like that, are they, should we be watching out for this type of stuff?
I mean, I think we absolutely need to, we can take away that we need to protect the sleep. We need sufficient sleep, and this culture that's driving less and less sleep. We only did these in younger animals. What happens in adult animals? I think this even can go beyond children, but obviously my study is with the children. So,
right.
we definitely need to make sure that sleep is preserved. And I think if there's a baseline issue where, so if you have insomnia or even as a child you have some sort of insomnia, this is possible. Treating that and seeing somebody about that is really important.
Because, in other words, if you're caring for a child and you happen to have sleep problems, is that what you're talking about?
If your child has sleep problems or if you do, again, I'm kind of extrapolating
okay.
this even,
gotcha.
Even beyond the children. Again, my study only tells you what happened to the young animals, but
So what you're basically saying is all sleep matters for all people.
All sleep matters for all people.
Regardless of what age. We're learning that disease is linked to inappropriate or improper sleep, fragmented sleep. I mean, we've been talking about this for years now. And guess what? If you have a young child that's in the developmental phases and you are not protecting their sleep, giving them a cool, dark, quiet environment to sleep, regardless of what chaos is going on in your home outside of that baby's sleep environment, you will end up with a child that has behavioral problems perhaps later on in life. So protect your child's sleep. Make the rest of your life easier.
Yeah.
Okay, I can say that. I'm not a scientist. Nobody's going to threaten to take anything away from me. So I know that you have to stay at arm's length from making those types of dramatic statements, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, look, you know what? Let your kids sleep in a dark, cool, quiet environment. Take your chaos elsewhere. That's the thing I fear the most. Families that stay up late, and they're watching TV and the older kids are making noise and the baby may be in the other room, but the baby's not getting into deep sleep if they're hearing that kind of noise. I know that a lot of people, will talk about reticular sleep, where you kind of block out the noises, but a baby is a brand new being. It doesn't have all those capabilities. It's got to get into those deeper levels of sleep.
Cycles of sleep are very important.
Yeah. Listen, I want to thank you so much. It's really good research. Very, very good stuff.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, so there you have it. The sleep of your child is very, very important, of course, and we want to thank Brooks Cubic for the first hour for the Physical Culture Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed that. Check out his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. And tomorrow's Friday, I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for an episode of Casual Friday. Hope you can tune in then, and we'll see you.
Even for extraordinary people.